Hey everyone, it's time for another live look at the astrology. My name is Katie Sweetman, and this is your look at the astrology for March 18th through March 24th, 2024. So we are straddling the end of one astrological year. Yes, astrology is a calendar, and when we get to Pisces season, we have come to the end of the astrology calendar. And then the sun goes into Aries, which it will this week, late on March 19th, at least, at least for me here on the East Coast of the United States. And then we go into a new astrological year. Astrology is not just about time. It's how we live time. It's the symbolism. It's the energy and the archetypes behind the time. And so we are now going to start to feel the energies of Aries and Mars and renewal and new beginnings and moving forward and taking action. And quite honestly, I really like this time of year because you can really see the core of Aries season, that sort of that spark of life after the gray days of winter. But I realize not everybody listening is in the northern hemisphere like I am, but for those that are watching live, do say hello. It's always fun to see where in the world everybody is watching from. And I know that some of you are my Tuesday club and you're watching today because you're on the other side of the world, or you are watching tomorrow. But for those that don't know who I am, my name is Katie Sweetman, and I'm an astrologer and psychic medium located here in the New York City area. And every week we gather live to look at the astrology. And you hear me say, again, every week, the astrology is 50%. You are the other 50%. So we are navigating not just the end of the astrological year, we are navigating eclipse season. And so we've been talking about this for a few weeks, and it's just one of those things that we really need to give a lot of space to, because the eclipses, which happen every 6 months, so that part is predictable. And for example, we're going to have eclipses in September or October later this year, so that's the next eclipse season. But eclipses, they really mark the year. They talk about a time of natural transition. Really pay attention to who's in the news right now. It's very possible that they are an Aries or a Libra, the two signs of the eclipses, or they have those two signs major in their astrology. But then again, we don't know, because not everybody, their information is out there. And that's just something that I pay attention to as an astrologer. And there's typically this energy around eclipses where somebody's star rises and sometimes somebody's star falls. So that's just to pay attention, to observe. Eclipse season also herald the major chapters of our life. My work as an astrologer is, I don't necessarily want to predict people's lives. I want to give people space to really take it in and to make the decisions that are right for them. I have to sort of look at the hand on the clock and be like, well, it's this hour, maybe it's not that hour. That said, eclipses are part of my major, tools in my astrology toolbox. And, an eclipse can, foretell the arrival of a relationship, the birth of a child, a marriage, a partnership. It can also talk about a career change, major shifts in our career, even major moves, or sometimes the major events that punctuate our lives. And so if your birthday is on April 8th, plus or minus a few days, it is going to be a powerful new year for you, for example. But again, I see some familiar faces in the chat. I know we're all over the world. That's pretty neat. My Sag rising just, likes to travel vicariously through you all. So we are at the end of the astrological year. We are stepping into the beginning of Aries season, and we are feeling the energies of the eclipses. Even though the eclipses haven't happened yet, we have a lunar eclipse on March 25th. We have a solar eclipse on April 8th. This is the very one that will be visible through a lot of the United States. That energy, eclipses, they open a portal. It is literally where the sun and the moon create this entry point. And, it sort of opens up a new container of time. So, this is the thing. It's hard to think of time as a space. It's hard to think of time as something that has a quality, it has a shape. And when we have a new moon, which we do every month, that opens a new space of time. And depending on the zodiac sign that new moon was in, depending on the planets involved, that gives us a sense of the space in which we are occupying, collectively speaking, over the coming 4 weeks. You have to understand there is collective time. There is the time that we are all experiencing as human beings on planet Earth. There is your personal time, collective personal time for each of the zodiac signs. That's why when I go through each of the signs, at the end of the introduction, you may see glimmers, and sometimes very almost eerily so, of the things that are happening in your life right now. And then your personal time. You have the time that is very specific to, not just to your life, but to your own astrology. This is why sometimes you'll be like, this is not what I'm feeling. I'm feeling something completely different, Kate. Because very possible you've got something going on in your personal astrology, and that astrology can only be calculated with your birth date, your birth time, exact birth time, and birth place. So, with that in mind, for perhaps a lot of you listening, somewhere in your astrology is the degree of the eclipses, whether it's five degrees of Libra, which is where the lunar eclipse is on March 25th, or 19 degrees of Aries, which is where the solar eclipse will be on April 8th. Those two points in the sky will be activated, and even though the eclipse has not happened, that's kind of the funny thing about eclipses, perhaps the eclipse has already happened. I've seen the eclipses come in a month before, the event that's associated with that. I've seen an event, and this is not a tangent, but I just want to sort of preface this by saying, I don't care about celebrities. I really don't. But again, I pay attention to who's in the news, and the whole thing about Kate Middleton, again, I don't care. But it's interesting because she has, because we have her information, planets at the degrees of the October eclipses. And then she had surgery in January when we had the activation of the eclipse 3 months later. And then here we are. It's eclipse season. People are in the news. So I have zero idea what's going on with her. Again, I don't care. Hope she's well. But eclipses, they can sort of really open us up to kind of twists and turns of our lives, and sometimes positive twists and turns of our lives. And I used the example last week, and again, don't care about celebrities, but sometimes it's just good to kind of do the crunching of the numbers. Robert Downey Jr. got an Oscar win. And his birthday is April 4th. So that's an example of a positive eclipse. But that said, eclipses, it's like we are, to use a metaphor, is as if we are watching a performance, except this performance is our life, and the curtain comes down, and then the curtain's about to come back up. And so in the energy of the eclipses, there's an anticipation. There's a sense that something is happening behind the curtain. We are preparing for a new act. And if you've watched a theatrical performance, sometimes when that curtain comes up, the people, the characters, the actors that were there before the curtain came down are not there. Maybe the scene looked a certain way before, and now it looks completely different. Eclipses are the mechanism of movement in our lives. And we need movement, because if your life were to stay the same every day, you would not grow. And we are here as human beings, at least spiritually speaking, to grow and transform. So the eclipses will mark the different chapters of our lives. And even as I speak, the moon is at, I think just went to 19 degrees of Cancer. And 19 degrees is the same degree of the eclipse, although in Aries on April 8th. So we can start to see the eclipses come in. Even today, Mercury is on the North Node. So this might be a day or even the next couple of days, we're making major decisions. we will see. We all, you know, exist in this energy differently. It's just to observe. I mean, I'm a human being too. You know, 16 Aries is my IC. I mean, I know what that means for me. I'm moving, but I'm going to be moving in June. But that, you know, that's me as an astrologer. Be like, all right, you know, something likely event oriented because I have an IC home, family, home, living situation being activated by the eclipse on April 8th. And even though I'm moving in June, because sometimes you got to wait for the energy to be activated. So, again, pay attention to what's going on in your life right now. Who are the people who are preparing to leave? Who are the people who are preparing to enter your life? Where do you sense the story is starting to get interesting? Where are the dramatic notes? Not drama, but just dramatic notes. Where do you see a lot of the movement and activity? Is it travel? Is it career? Is it relationship? Is it something personal? Is it something emotional? And these eclipses, they do connect to eclipses that we've had previously. I did mention a few minutes ago, we did have eclipses back in October. There was one on October 14th. There was an eclipse in Aries on April 20th, 2023. So we are continuing a story from last year. So it's not like we wake up on April 8th or whatever, and it's a whole new world. Hopefully not. But it's one where we see a continuation of a story that's been with us since last year. So there's a sense of liminality about what's going on right now. You know, people are coming in, coming out. It's just again, to observe and to be aware. We have eclipse season, and then we also have Mars going to Pisces. Well, before I forget, I am doing, you know, I do an eclipse webinar every 6 months. It's to really get into the sort of the interesting aspects of eclipses, sort of the mystery of eclipses, because it really shows us how time is not linear. It's like a spiral. And also, more importantly, probably for you, what these eclipses will mean for your sign. So the link is in the show notes. You can go to my website, empoweringastrology.com. It'll be about a 2 hour, 2.5 hour webinar. And always you can get it on replay for those that, you know, the person who's spamming for friend requests. Yeah, these are scammers. So just, you know, please report this person. What is it? Like, anyway. So yeah, go to my website, sign up for my webinar. Hopefully you can, and you can get it on replay if you can't watch it live. So it'll be at 8 p.m. Eastern on Thursday, the 21st of March. You know, speaking of the 21st of March, it is officially my 5th year anniversary of leaving my day job to do this full time. And so while 5 years ago, while 2019 feels like about two lifetimes ago. I don't know, how's it feel for you? It's officially been 5 years and almost 5 years in June since we've been doing this every week, almost every week. So I was trying to say Mars is going to Pisces, and that's the other big news this week, even though the eclipse is on Monday. So we got a lot of things to talk about on Monday next week. But Mars, It's an important planet for a lot of reasons. It talks about drive and power and motivation, taking action, moving forward. It can be aggressive. It can be angry. It can be impatient. There are two sides to every planet and every sign. But we need a Mars. Without Mars, we don't have courage. We don't take action. We don't move forward. This Aries season is always an invitation for us to align with the energies and the archetypes of Aries and Mars to take action, to move forward, to bring the energy of renewal into our lives. What's interesting is that when we start Aries season this week, Mars will be in Aquarius. Mars is at the very end of Aquarius, so it opens up a stage, opens up an Aries season where we are looking towards the future. Aquarius is one of the last signs of the zodiac. It sort of opens up our eyes to the world. It makes us aware of social issues, social causes, and community. It also, you know, really speaks to intellectual and scientific themes. It speaks about groups. And so there's something about this Aries season that also points us towards humanity in the collective, that also points us towards fairness and equity and justice, also words that connect us to the Aquarius archetype. And so as we go forward with the Sun in Aries, we may be looking towards the future. We may be setting our targets. Mars is very much the hunter. It's trying to reach a goal. And for you in kind to go into this week thinking about, what do you want to create? What are you trying to reach for? What is your target? What is your goal? But also, what's your relationship with friends and community? Do you need more friends? Do you have community? And where maybe you can build alliances and get involved in, let's say, common causes and common goals. That said, Mars going into Pisces shifts the energy of Aries season just as we're about to get started, and it moves it towards the last sign of the zodiac. So this is something called rulerships. It's a little bit of a technical point, but the basic premise is this. Astrology is just engineering. Mars is the ruler of Aries season, and so wherever Mars is, it brings the energy of Aries season over to that sign. Right now, Mars is in Aquarius, and then on the 22nd, later this week, Mars goes into Pisces. And so it will bring the energy of Aries season, new beginnings, action, to a sign that is the end of the zodiac. So it's a little bit of a, not a conflict, a little bit of a contradiction. It's like we are an oxymoron, whatever word I'm trying to look for. It says that we are moving forward, but we also need to look at the past. We need to take action, but we also need to sit with maybe some of the emotions that are coming up. Sometimes to be in Pisces is to sit with our insecurities. This is one of the shadow sides of Pisces, to not want to take action, the part of us that actually doesn't want to move on. And that's to resolve that conflict. Or it's to take action and move forward, but to do it in a way that's compassionate, that takes into account the needs and the wants of everyone and everything. Pisces is the whole. It is the totality of the zodiac. It's not Aries, I, individual singularity. It is the great cosmic we, the great cosmic us. Everything ultimately streams back into Pisces, a sign that takes us beyond the intellect and even the tangible with Aquarius. Aquarius is ruled by Saturn, and it brings us into water. It brings us into the cosmic ocean. It brings us into our intuition. So we have to sort of straddle two very different signs, especially going into eclipse season, because that April 8th solar eclipse will have Mars in Pisces. In fact, that April 8th eclipse will have Mars in Pisces conjunct Saturn, because the Mars-Saturn conjunction will be April 14th. So it's a kind of a heavy energy, quite honestly, because Mars and Saturn traditionally are the, air quotes, malefics of astrology. But I just think that, you know, it's a real activation of an energy and a story, Saturn, that has been with us since March of 2023, when Saturn went to Pisces. Just a quick reminder, Saturn spends 3 years in each of the zodiac signs. It's like the major structure, the major hour that we are all navigating. But the irony with Saturn and Pisces is that if Saturn is the material and the tangible world, if it's the structure, if it's the rational, in Pisces, it's intuitive, it's non-physical, it's not tangible, it's subtle. And so we're building something right now that's emotional and spiritual, maybe not necessarily physical. So there's an emotionality and even an existentiality that's running parallel to eclipse season. And that conjunction, of course, we've got time until April 14th, we've got a whole month, but it's one to really keep our eye on. So But you know, I love Saturn so much because Saturn really shows us the blueprint and the structure of our lives and where time is unfolding and where we can work with Saturn and where an energy, it's Saturn is about concretization. It's about making things solid and making things real. And we need that energy in order to build our lives and for that to be the support for the things that we put into our life. And you've heard me say this before, but Saturn is one of the most important planets in your astrology because it shows you the blueprint of your life. It shows you what you are building, what you are learning, and what you are becoming over the course of your life. It's literally, just side note, literally my Saturn opposition right now. I have Saturn at 12 Virgo, Saturn's at 12 Pisces right now. So if you're born in late 78, like I am, you're going through your Saturn opposition, which is the, you know, age 44, 45, and 46, one of the major life transits. But that said, when you know that this energy to build and to make things real and make things solid and to recalibrate, you can work with it. So one of the things I'm doing in my Saturn Masterclass, which begins on Saturn's Day, March 23rd, is for us to walk through the zodiac, because the zodiac is an energy. It's like an esoteric path that's in the zodiac, and to use it along with Saturn and along with what, you know, Saturn reveals to us in our astrology to really shift and to have a transformation so that we can exist in our lives and exist in the framework and the container of our lives in a very different way. It's very one of a kind, it's very powerful, it transforms, it moves things, but it's a, like I said, it's a 12-week process, and we meet weekly and we go through each of the energies, and it's a holistic program, meaning it uses not just the intellect and the mind, but also brings in energy and the spirit. So go to my website. If you have any questions, you can always email me, like, is this right for me? empoweringastrology@gmail.com. But there you go. So let's look at the astrology of each of the 12 signs, starting with Aries. Aries, so Mars is your planet, is wrapping up its time in Aquarius this week. And so it's a bit of a major shift for a couple of reasons. Number one, you've got an eclipse on the horizon. You've actually got two eclipses on the horizon. You've got a lunar eclipse in Libra, your relationship sign, on March 25th. You have a solar eclipse in your sign on April 8th. Mars going into Pisces will temper those eclipses. And it points this energy, this dynamic energy of new beginnings, towards something that is spiritual, intuitive, about letting go in order for something new to come into your life. Saturn, this is the other thing, Saturn is also in Pisces. And so Pisces is already a major focal point in your life. At the moment, it is the coming to the end of a 30-year chapter of your life. It is the sort of the emotional and spiritual inventory that we all have to do at some point. You're just doing it right now. It's a very existential time. It gets into questions about belief and truth and meaning. And now Mars going to this space will really amplify and make stronger this bigger process that's been going on over the last year. You're on the cusp of a major turning point, whether that turning point reveals itself in April or this month or even the next couple of months, but especially if you're born on April 8th, it is a big time for you, even if you're not born on April 8th, or if you have your ascendant at 19 degrees, that's the degree of the eclipse, it's still a time of powerful new beginnings. Taurus, so Venus is your planet and it's in Pisces. It's been in Pisces since last week. Your planet, you know, Pisces just happens to be something called your 11th sign. And this will take you, I believe, into the end of the month where it's about the future, looking ahead, strategizing your hopes, your dreams, your wishes, but also friends, society, community, humanity, social causes, getting involved in a social cause, wanting to invest time in your community, wanting to build friendship. Keep in mind that Venus is in the same sign as Saturn, as Neptune, and soon to be Mars as well. Saturn in this place is that you're a year into a three-year process of getting very clear about who your friends are and who you're not, who your friends aren't. And Saturn can just be a little black and white in this part of the chart. It just says the people in your life need to be heart-aligned, spiritually aligned, people that really nourish and feed your life. And sometimes when Saturn is in this space, people leave our life. And I'm just being a little bit real for a moment. With Venus, and Venus will join up with Saturn this week. I forgot to mention that. That's going to be on, got the date right here, 20th. And maybe on the 20th, you really feel that Saturn energy. But it's a time for you to make commitments for your future, to get very clear again about who your friends are. Even to make a commitment to a friend or make a commitment with a group or a social circle. But there's a little bit of a seriousness to this time, and this is all in advance of eclipses in spaces in your astrology that talk about health and wellness, but they also talk about these deeper spiritual themes, existential themes, and that's a thing. That part, it's very specific to you. It's to meditate, it's to reflect. It's not just to look out with your mind towards the future, but to look out with your heart towards the future. Because Aries season for you is the season that comes before your birthday season. And that season is meant to be an ending. It's meant to wrap things up and to prepare you for new life. And so with that in mind, what is the new life that you want to create? Gemini, so Mercury is your planet, and Mercury is chugging along in Aries, and it's going to be in Aries for a while, because I think we have a retrograde either at the end of this month or the beginning of next month, I can't remember. But for you, Gemini, Aries is something called your 11th sign. So we've got some focus that's happening in a space that talks about friends and community well into April. Keep in mind that Aries, your 11th sign, is also your sign that's going to have an eclipse on April 8th. So these are big questions for you to sit with. Who are your friends? Who are your community? What are your hopes and dreams for the future? Do you feel like you belong someplace? Are you searching for with whom you are connected to with the eclipse that will happen just next week on March 25th, it gets into themes around identity, the self versus the group, not versus necessarily, but also like, where do you belong? Like, who are your people? And so there's these bigger questions around identity and belonging that are taking you into April. With the Mercury retrograde, I can't remember the date when that's happening. I think it's again later this month. There may be something that you need to go back to around friendship and community so that you can either fix something up, get clear about the people that are in your life, take new action, go back to something from the past so that going forward, you can weigh your options in a different way. That said, with a lot of things going on in Pisces, Venus is in Pisces, Saturn's in Pisces, Neptune's in Pisces, Mars soon is going to be in Pisces as well. There's a lot of stuff that's happening in your career sign. If it's not career, it's duties and responsibilities. It is your public life. It is the role that you play in the world, and it's the role that people see you as. Saturn is still in this space, and you've heard me say it before. Saturn is asking you, what do you want to be when you grow up? And you're saying, I'm 50 years old. What are you talking about? But Saturn wants you to get very clear about the role that you're playing in the world. And it's to really, Saturn's very much, it's either the parent, it's your life coach, and sometimes it's somebody pushing back and saying you've been doing it wrong. Just step up into whatever duties and responsibilities that have been given to you. It's to meet Saturn. It's to meet Saturn at a time in your life where it could mean a promotion, or it could mean where you need to really get real about something. You need to take the hands of your life, sort of the steering wheel, and go towards your goals and your ambitions. But it's definitely in advance of some of the stuff that's happening in April, just to look for the storyline that's happening in your professional life. Cancer. So Cancer, the moon is your planet, and as I record this, the moon is in your sign. So you sort of start the week with this energy of new beginnings, sort of this new chapter. And with the moon in Cancer, this is all in advance of the eclipses to come on March 25th and April 8th. These are big eclipses for you. And you're thinking, well, I'm not an Aries, I'm not a Libra, but these are two signs that form the backbone of your life. Aries is your career, Libra is your living situation, it's your home environment. And you may feel like your life is pivoting. And I don't know, maybe it's not pivoting, maybe you're preparing for a move, maybe it's not a move, maybe family's in the spotlight. Maybe all the action at the moment is happening in your professional life. Mars is a career planet. And when it goes into Pisces, it sort of turns a little bit the storyline that's happening around the eclipses. There is something about these eclipses where whatever is happening in your professional life, you either have to sort of stand up for what you believe in, get very clear about your convictions, your truth, or align duties and responsibilities, or align your professional life with something that really aligns with your personal values. If it's not that, it's about really getting your voice out into the world. Maybe you're publishing something, maybe you're doing professional speaking, but there is an element of needing to share your truth, your story, your beliefs with the world. In advance of these eclipses, look for the storyline. It's a big time for you. It's possible the eclipse has already happened. It's possible that it's happening right now, and doors are opening and closing for you. That said, the moon will take you throughout the week, through Cancer, your first, into Leo, the second, into the middle of the week, more focusing on money and income, and gets into Virgo by the weekend, and that's much more of a busy time for you, and to focus on writing, speaking, communication, and even travel. Leo, so the sun is your planet, and it's just about to go into Aries. So you get that new beginning, that sense of revitalization, late on the 19th, going on to the 20th. So Aries for you is a fire sign. Aries is something called your ninth sign. So Aries takes you into a space that talks about the world, opening up your eyes to the world, travel, planning long distance journeys, planning foreign travel. If it's not travel and movement, it's about what you believe and what you stand for, and really sharing your voice and sharing your point of view. That's the thing, Leo, especially with Aries as the ninth sign, definitely has a point of view. And maybe after some really heavy water energy, because there's a lot of things going on in Pisces, you've got Saturn in Pisces, Venus, and Mars is going to go into Pisces, maybe you need that push of fire energy, new beginnings, action. That said, with so much in Pisces right now, there is an emotional, let's say, weight onto everything that's kind of happening this week and into next week. The eighth, which is a space that talks about your deepest emotional self, and maybe it's an existential time for you. The beauty of, but sometimes the sort of the pain of the eighth is where we need to do the deeper work. We need to dig. We need to go through this transformation process so that it informs the ninth. What do we believe and what do we stand for? Well, I believe this because I've been through this. I believe this because I know that I can navigate this. There's a sense of emotional resiliency. But also the eighth is like, if you need to go see the therapist or a counselor or have, sort of sit and have a really intimate talk with somebody, that's also the eighth. There may also be financial matters involved. The eighth is also, classically speaking, a space around money, estate, debt, taxes, wealth, for example. So there's an element of having to deal with your financial life this week and into next week, but also needing to deal, maybe not deal, but to look towards the future, to look outside yourself, to look towards the world, maybe even to plan trips and to plan travel. But that said, Venus is a major planet in your astrology. It does rule your career, and it does meet up with Saturn this week. So it's a week that's also asking you to take on a lot of responsibilities and maybe even a lot of emotional responsibilities. Virgo. Virgo, so Mercury is your planet. It's actually in Aries right now. This is a space called your eighth. Do keep in mind that each sign the zodiac has 12 spaces. These 12 spaces are symbolic of the different facets of life. When we get to the eighth, it's a very internal, emotional space. It's a space, I'm saying this as a Scorpio, it's a space that needs to test us. It needs us to look at ourselves. And if you've been to therapy, you've been to the eighth, if you sat with a counselor, or you've sort of really shared what's in your heart, you are, symbolically speaking, accessing the energy of the eighth. So the question for you to sort of reflect on is, where are your emotions at right now? Are you feeling them? Are you taking them and pushing them to the corner, or are they, you know, front and center for you? All of this is in advance of an eclipse on April 8th that pushes on these deeper emotional sensitivities. The eclipse that happens a week from now gets into bigger themes about safety, stability, security. Do I have enough? Am I safe? Do I, you know, is the earth beneath my feet? So things may be shaking up for you at the moment, you know, to be honest. That said, there's a lot of focus in the astrology right now on Pisces, which just so happens to be your relationship sign. So with Mars going into Pisces, we got Venus there right now, Saturn, Neptune, that's going to be four planets in Pisces, your relationship sign. There is also something about relationship. Now, relationships come in a lot of different forms, but And this is a space where if it's not an intimate relationship, it's something about a relationship or a connection with somebody that's bringing up a lot of deep emotions. Maybe this is not exactly what it is for you. It's for you to feel or to search for where this is relevant in your life. But sometimes we need to open up. Sometimes we need to get vulnerable. Sometimes we need to trust and to let people into our lives. On the other side of the coin, sometimes we need to have more discernment. Sometimes we need to know who to trust and who not to trust. And maybe with a lot of energy in Pisces at the moment, and maybe with a lot of the soul searching that's happening with Mercury, is to learn to listen to your gut and to consult your intuition more. Libra, you are right on the cusp of some big things happening in your sign, namely a lunar eclipse in Libra next week. Do keep in mind that this eclipse, in a way, bookends the solar eclipse in Libra that we had back on October 14th of 2023. This eclipse, to have a lunar eclipse in your sign on some level puts you in the spotlight. Your life is illuminated. You may feel that something is happening that is sort of lights things up, or maybe something needs your attention. Sometimes eclipses come with a lot of fast energy, especially a lunar eclipse, and we need to take action. We need to navigate an event, for example. If you're born in the early parts of Libra, let's say within the first few days, trying to figure out what this would be, late September, this eclipse is on your sun. So it's just to observe, it's to watch, it's to see what is sort of demanding your attention right now. Where do you see your life turning a bit? Eclipses, they really mark the major chapters of our life. So whatever is going on, it's typically not magically out of the blue. It's connected to something that has its roots in the eclipses of last October and the eclipses of April of 2023 as well, because we had an eclipse in Aries. That said, with the eclipse to come on April 8th, this is putting a lot of focus on relationships for you. And maybe you are going into a period, or maybe you are already experiencing this, where it could be the start of a relationship. It could be a time when an existing relationship, you see a shift in the dynamic, or you sort of see a shift in the chapter. Two people move in together, two people get married, two people have a baby. I'm using these very traditional examples because typically eclipses sort of talk about these big events that we remember, you know, in our life. You know, it's not something, you know, having a child or starting a family or making a move or moving in with a partner. These are the things that mark the story arc of our life. But it is, again, very much about other people. And with Mars going into Pisces this week, you know, it is joining up with Venus, which is your planet. Saturn's also in Pisces. Neptune's in Pisces. There is something about the energy of sacrifice. And I realize that's a big word, so hear me out. You know, sometimes we love somebody and we need to do something because we love them that maybe like means that we have to let something go, or we have to put ourselves on the back burner. Or maybe it's the opposite, where we realize we are putting other people first and we need to put more balance into the relationships. Maybe a partner, or maybe somebody who plays a major role in your life, needs your attention or needs your care. With Venus coming up to Saturn this week on the 20th, Venus is your planet, it's to really see what's going on this week. Because Saturn, you know, you have the Venus, that everybody has the Venus-Saturn conjunction once a year. You know, for you, it's this time when Saturn is asking you to take the next step up in your life, for you to get real, for you to take something seriously. So this is all in advance of the eclipse, and so you might be seeing the eclipse before the eclipse. So just, you know, observe, pay attention, sit with where you're asked, or you're being asked in your life to take on more responsibility, to make a decision, to get real, where you have to navigate a dynamic with a partner or somebody who's an important player in your life. It doesn't have to be a romantic relationship, but this is a big time, at least on paper, for you, Libra. Scorpio. So Mars is your planet, and it's been hanging out in Aquarius since, goodness, I think it was like mid-February. I wish I could remember that date. But anyway, so yeah, I think it was like the 13th or something. But anyway, Aquarius is something called the roots and the foundation of your life, because it's one of your signs of like the four directions. And so Aquarius is something called your fourth sign. So over the last 5-6 weeks, it has been about your home environment, whether you are planning for a move, whether you need to make changes in the household, whether the home has just been a busy place, you're planning renovations, you're making investments in your home environment. And I said this back in February, and I'll say it again, you know, with Mars and Aquarius, it's been in a space that Pluto has been in. And to, you know, to be honest, you know, Mars and Pluto and Aquarius for the first time in 250 years, but it's a whole other topic. A lot of the conversations you've been having, or the experiences you've been having, or even the internal thoughts you've been having, actually connect to a much bigger story that will be with you for a while. So there's something about the seeds of the coming years that have been planted over the past 5 weeks, for example. That said, every time Mars changes signs, which typically is about every, you know, 5-6 weeks, unless it's a retrograde, turns your attention to a new part of your life. If Aquarius is home and family, Pisces for you is something called the fifth. It's your, you know, who are you? What lights you up, gives you joy, what gives you passion, a sense of identity, a sense of talents and gifts and abilities. And talents and abilities and gifts aren't just necessarily artistic in nature. They're our ability to take something that is inherently, you know, unique and personal to us, the spark of who we are, and to put it into something. Whether you put it into a project, whether you put it into an artistic endeavor, whether you just have more confidence in your life. That's the other thing. The fifth is a space that gives us confidence. It's a space of the sun, even if you have a, you know, different sign there, you have Pisces there. Keep in mind, Mars is in the same space, or will be in the same space starting on the 22nd, as Saturn, as Neptune, and even Venus this week as well. You will have the Mars-Saturn conjunction on April 14th. We will talk about that more over the next coming weeks, but it is a time for you to get real, to put things, to make things concrete. Saturn is this energy that really wants to, for something to take shape and take form. Saturn and now Mars is in a very creative space in your astrology, so maybe something creative wants to become real. Of course, that's going to mean different things to different Scorpios, whether that is to get pregnant and have a child, whether that means to focus that energy in a different way. That's where this energy is really taking shape and taking form in your life. I will say Venus in the space as well. Venus is a relationship planet for you, whether it's all relationships, not just romantic relationships. If you are in a serious relationship, pay attention to what's going on this week, because Venus conjunct Saturn on the 20th, Saturn's very no-nonsense. Either something works or it doesn't, or a relationship wants to take shape and take form, a connection, a romance, or something where it's fun, but it's serious fun, because Saturn's serious. So that said, all of this is in advance of the eclipses to come. This is going to highlight something called your 6th and your 12th. There is something, for some Scorpios, it is about health and wellness, really needing to focus on your physical body, your physical life. For some Scorpios, it's about service and helping people. That eclipse that's on the 25th is putting a spotlight on a space that really talks about endings and letting something go. And so that's another energy to really sit and reflect on how that is showing up in your life this week. Sagittarius, Jupiter is your planet. It's still in Taurus. It'll be in Taurus until the end of May. So it's really that last home stretch of Jupiter's time in a space that talks about your physical life. The 6, which is where Taurus is for you, it's you can't get more nuts and bolts than this. This is like you wake up, you brush your teeth, you take the dog out, you make coffee. It's like that stuff that really anchors us into our day-to-day lives and our daily routines. The space is also about health and wellness. And so, of course, every Sagittarius is going to live this differently, but where is your relationship with your health? Do you continue to use this time while Jupiter is there to make changes, positive changes? Uranus is also still in Taurus, and to perhaps make necessary radical changes. Maybe you need to do something differently so that your life can flow in a different way. That said, much of the focus right now in the sky actually is on Pisces, and Pisces is a major sign for you. It creates the base, the roots, and the foundation of your life. And, we'll talk about this more when we get into June, but there's sort of this bigger question that has been with you since last year. Where is home and who is home? And maybe needing to, with all these planets in Pisces right now, Mars going to Pisces, Mars will activate the story, this time in your life that is really about settling down, air quotes, settling down, needing to put more energy on your home environment or more attention on a family member or maybe to start a family. Everybody's different, of course, but it's to really see, what is the story that's really happening around the home environment or roots or your internal emotional life. Because I've been saying this a couple of weeks now, once Jupiter changes signs at the end of May, you will find that the second half of 2024 is very different than the first half of 2024. But it's, even though these eclipses are not in major signs for you, they're going to be in signs that talk about identity and creativity and self, but also the group, the collective, friends, social circle. But it's still, with the energy of Mars going into Pisces later this week, going to be a pivotal time in your life. Capricorn. Capricorn, so Saturn is your planet. It's still in Pisces. There's a lot of stuff going on in Pisces right now. Maybe you're thinking, Capricorn, I'm not a Pisces. How is this related to me? Because the energy of your sign until 2026, yes, 2026, except for a few months in 2025, is pointed towards the sign of intuition, creativity, spirituality, music, compassion, forgiveness, letting go, endings. It's a very interesting place for a planet, Saturn, your planet, which is about the physical and material world, to be in, because Pisces is not the physical and material world. It's about the esoteric, spiritual, and non-physical world. It may be a deeply existential time for you with now Mars going into Pisces. Venus is there as well. Neptune is there, although Neptune's been there, you know, for the last 13 years. It's a time for you to really focus on values. Like, what's important to you? Like, what do you really want to invest your time in? Looking at the choices that you're making, are they in alignment with your spirit? Are they in alignment with your heart? Venus, which is a major planet in your astrology, it talks about your career, it talks about your duties and responsibilities. It's meeting up with Saturn this week on the 20th. This is a week where you need to potentially make some major commitments. You need to get very clear about something like a role or responsibility in your professional life or your professional life as a whole. So it's a bit of a major energy, and one where you have to maybe make a decision that's taking you one way or the other. Mars going into this space starts to heat up the energy of the eclipses. These eclipses that will be on March 25th and April 8th are major eclipses for you. They talk about new beginnings in the household, home environment. And so maybe some of the Pisces energy in advance of the eclipses is to really weigh your options and look at the different sides of things so that you can really navigate and make the best choices possible during this eclipse season. Aquarius, so Saturn is your planet. It's still gonna be in Pisces all the way until February 2026. So it's just a lot of focus on one side at the moment, not in the totality of things, but that's where the major hand on your personal clock is pointing. It just so happens that we've got a lot of planets in Pisces right now. Mars will leave Aquarius, which is your sign, on the 22nd, and then it will go into Pisces. It will join Venus, Saturn, and also Neptune. This space is about your material life, Pisces. It's about the money you make, the money you spend, sort of your sense of value and even self-worth. It's about you're really making sure your material life is solid. So for some people, it is very much a nuts and bolts time right now. You know, some Aquariuses, you really are looking at your material life, your money in the bank, for example. But that said, you know, with these energies that talk about values and existential values and existential worth, maybe you're trying to align your material life with your spiritual life. Mars going into Pisces is activating a story that has been with you for the last year. Mars is like, okay, now it's time to take action. Now it's time to make sure that your investments line up with something. The things that you own fit the greater sort of the existential story and spiritual story that you're going on, going through at the moment. All of this is in advance of the eclipses. You will have the eclipse that's in the 9th next week, and the eclipse that's in the 3rd on April 8th. These two spaces do talk about what do I believe in, what do I stand for, you know, really making sure that, you know, things are in alignment with your values, your convictions, your truth. It's also about education. And then for some of you, it's about travel, and maybe the money you're spending right now is really investing on travel, exploration, but also investing in your education. Finally, Pisces. Pisces, it's gonna be Aries season real soon. So we're just at the end of your birthday season. Happy birthday if it's your birthday the first few days of this week. with the sun going into Aries, you go into a different chapter in your personal astrology. Aries season for you is a time to look at your material life, the money you have, the money you spend, your sense of value and worth, but also your material needs. The eclipse that's on April 8th and even the eclipse that's on March 25th are activating financial parts of your astrology. Whether it's about financial planning for the future, whether it's about trying to save money, whether you need to look at debts or even look at benefits and even money coming in, there is an element of money being a major focus right now. That said, there's actually a lot of planets in Pisces right now, and Mars will go into Pisces on the 22nd. It will join Venus and Saturn, when Saturn's like the major player in your personal astrology at the moment, and then also Neptune. But to be fair, Neptune has been in Pisces since 2011 and 2012, a long time. But for you, I would really focus on that Saturn, because Saturn continues to be in a space, your personal space, where life is a capital L life at the moment. You need to make serious decisions. You need to take your responsibilities seriously. You're really building for the future. And for some of you, you really feel like Saturn has you having to stand on your own two feet. Sometimes it's hard. As much as I love Saturn, sometimes it's hard because you can't necessarily rely on anybody. You have to really find your self-reliance at the moment. You need to sort of, pull your britches up and sort of do it, as the phrase goes. And that's where sometimes it can be a little bit hard with Saturn there. I will say sometimes Saturn can make us feel our age or feel our health. So just sort of guard your health. That said, with Mars and Saturn coming up, and especially with all this energy pointing towards your sign with the eclipses, in a way, even though, Aries is not your sign, nor is Libra, you may find that life is heating up and that you're sort of in the mix with these eclipses, even though they're not directly in your sign. The energy of both the eclipses are pointing over to Pisces. So either you feel that you're in a time of new beginnings and or needing to take action or need to move forward, or again, it really underscores what I said a few moments ago about, sometimes we have to stand on our own two feet. Sometimes we have to do it ourselves. Sometimes we have to take the lead. Sometimes we have to be the parent and maybe not, necessarily, expecting other people to do it. These are Saturn lessons, and sometimes as hard as they can feel, but it's to navigate it, of course, in the best possible way. So that is your look at the astrology of this week, March 18th through 24th, 2024. I hope to see you all for my eclipse webinar on the 21st, on Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. You can get the recording if you can't watch it live. I know a lot of you can't watch it live. Maybe you can join me for my 12-week masterclass on Saturn, which is a holistic journey through each of the 12 signs that is meant to open something up in you and sort of get you to see the framework of your life. So all the links in the show notes, or you can go to my website, empoweringastrology.com. Please, you can sign up for my newsletter. I have a newsletter every Monday. I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Spotify, I'm on some other things. And I will see you all next week. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.